Welcome to the Mountain Nerds. My name is Caleb.
I'm Cameron.
And in this week's episode, we have a special guest. Lim, how are you doing?
Wow, special guest.
You're a special guest. Though, okay, now I said this last season. I say that every single guest, every time we have a guest on, and they're like, special guest, wow. And I'm like, I say that for everybody, but but extra special guest.
I got an extra, y'all.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. I just leveled up, man.
Well, Lim, thanks for coming on, man. And tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I am an old man that acts like a teenager, but I mean, most of us guys do. but, you know, my just over teenage kids are, they don't always appreciate the dad humor from a, you know, a young guy like me. Young guy. I've been married for 20, what year is this?
Ooh, better not forget that.
No, dude. She will forget before I do. So I'm all good. Like, dude, we actually have a competition to see who remembers first because we both forget. But no, it'll be 24 years because next year's 25.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You guys got me beat by like 20 years. So me and Taylor are 5 years. Well, we're almost been together almost a decade now, but okay. We've been married for 5 years, you know.
Congratulations.
Hey, you know.
I'm good.
Hey, you know.
I'm a pro at this now. I'm a pro at this.
Should be, right? Well, Lim, you have some really cool stuff going on with you. And so we're going to move into our topic here in just a minute. But before we begin, I like to ask, how is everyone's week going?
My week's been okay. A few bits of craziness here and there. I'm helping my grandpa move a lot of stuff out of his house. So there's little things every nook and cranny. Oh, this is funny. He had like probably 7 cups of change in his closet. So I took it all to a Coinstar. It was $127.
Wow.
Okay. So Lim, I have to know this since you said you were an old man. This is just what you're saying. Do you have a whole bunch of change in your closet?
I do not. I haven't had cash on my person in so long. I think I found $5 in a pair of pants the other day, and I was like, "Who left me a note?"
Oh,
I remember you. Let's go get some Taco Bell.
One cheesy gordita crunch, please. Oh, that's awesome, Cameron. Anything else happened with you?
I sadly got turned down by a job interview that I had, but I may be having another one on the horizon. I have it's a guy I'm doing work for anyways, but he's asking me for help on a project. He's looking to write a book, and he wants me to help him with that. So I got something else on the horizon.
Nice.
Awesome, man. That's pretty great.
Yeah. Is this his first book?
Yes, I think it's going to be kind of a mixture of his life story and also his business practices. So he gave me this big stack of notebooks and he said, start reading my notes and familiarizing yourself with it. Wow. So, and then we're going to meet next week and see how far we've come.
Nice. Dude, yeah. That sounds awesome. Cameron's over here going to be famous. Just remember where you got your start, man. Just remember where you got your start.
I met him. No, you didn't, Lem. You say that all the time. No, seriously.
I met him. I know him. He was on my show. I have the records. That's awesome, Cameron. We're going to keep praying for you and hoping that, you know, that job, you get it soon, man. I know that times are tough, but I think good things will be coming your way soon. You know, that's my hope for you. So
I sure hope so. Thank you.
All right, Lim, how has your week been, man? What you been up to?
Playing video games. Editing video, passing out, you know, the huge.
Getting Taco Bell, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's been a rough week. I'm not going to lie. By the grace of God, I'm making it through. You know, I've learned a lot, a lot of things. And my main source of education this week has been TikTok. And
I'm gonna need you to repeat that now.
Yo, I have learned so much watching TikTok. Oh my goodness. See, okay. First of all, I learned a little bit more about algorithms because I got on TikTok and I was like, why am I on this platform? 2 days later, I was like, why have I not been on this platform? Because what TikTok does is as you're liking and swiping and mm-hmm. you know, and commenting and stuff, it learns, there's this algorithm, just kind of like, kind of like Google, where there's this algorithm and it learns what you like and what you don't like. It starts feeding you the stuff that you like and you watch and that you've had more time on. So I am getting a ton of Christian nerd stuff and not just Christian nerd stuff, but religious nerd stuff. I'm learning about Judaism and comic books.
Really?
Yo, this is right. I'm learning about Judaism and comic books. I connected with this guy in Michigan who's he's a dancer, but he's also a life coach. And just talking to him about stuff. Some people that do stuff with video games, just comedians, and like I'm like, and it's usually I'm having a really positive experience with TikTok.
Wow.
So I also found out that through the algorithm, I'm getting a lot of ADHD information.
Are you serious? Wow.
I have not been diagnosed with ADHD, but my friends that have been diagnosed, I always start conversation with, you know, I've not been diagnosed with ADHD. Mm-hmm. And he will, my main friend that said, Lem, I'm diagnosing you right now. You're worse than I am.
Lem, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I haven't known you long. I'm ADHD, okay? So it's okay. This is like, I can say this. You might be a little ADHD.
Oh my God.
Confirmed. Don't even confirm. Get a doctor.
There you go. Yeah.
Look, I work in the financial industry. I'm pretty much a doctor. So I'm the furthest from being a doctor, and I'm picking. I like giving our guests a hard time, but.
So I'm picking up on all this stuff, and there was this one video I watched, and the lady said, "If you are, you know, if you're a friend that has ADHD, and they haven't talked to you for a while, they haven't picked up a phone, they haven't texted you, they haven't called you, it's not because they don't love you, and there's no easy way to say this, they forgot you exist." Is this harsh. object pertinence or something like that?
Coming from someone who is ADHD, that is 100% true.
So, like, if it's not in front of you, you don't know. You forget about it.
Yes.
And like I saw this and I went down my Facebook list and I just started missing people. I was like, oh, I missed you. Uh-huh. I miss you. Oh my goodness, I haven't talked to you in forever. So I sent like 40 people this video. And I got a couple of them that sent it back. They were like, this means so much to me that you did this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, come on. Now, you did all that. You watched all these TikToks. Now, don't lie. You went on there originally because you were trying to learn them Fortnite dances, right?
Nah, man.
You guys can't see it. This is an audio podcast. There's no visual. Right now, Lim is getting up. He is dancing, y'all. He is dancing. Y'all should see what he's doing, ball. Look at him go. Look at him go. I'm just kidding.
But no, I actually there are my reasons that I did originally go on there, but I'm becoming more of a consumer of it than than an actual user.
Yeah. Than like a content creator.
Yeah. I create content on it, but I'm consuming it more than my creation. Yeah. So,
well, that's good, man.
I'm ready to switch that up, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, I will say this. It's actually great to hear stuff like that because it's you hear a lot of like the toxic side of TikTok. You do a lot. So for you to actually get something great out of it, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's all what you put in. That's the thing. It's like anything. You get what you give.
Yep. 100%. Right?
I'm throwing out the positivity in there and complimenting people and saying, oh my goodness, I relate to that, and finding new friends and yada, yada, yada. And that's what I'm getting back.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, guys, last episode, I talked about how we went back down to Louisiana for a funeral for my grandma. Well, unfortunately, 2 weeks later, my other grandmother passed. I've lost two grandmothers in the past month, and that's why 2021 is just kicking me in the face. Otherwise, we really haven't been doing anything. We've been watching, catching up on WandaVision, which has been awesome.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing great things about that.
We were in the middle of watching it and we didn't get to finish, but we're going to, after the podcast is done, we're going to finish it. So
I haven't seen it yet. My son will.
I heard it's.
Yeah. I heard, get out of this room, son.
I heard that it's super, it's a super good one. It's super great. Otherwise, I've been, finishing Cyberpunk, which that game has been on my backlog forever now. It feels like it's not really, it has only been out for like 2 months, and it's just because my backlog is, it's just, it's well, it's on there and it's just piling up with all the other stuff I need to play. And so I was like, let me just clear it. So I sat down, I just played it, beat it, which, you know, it's a really buggy game. And there are some things that, you know, as a Christian, that it is kind of like, oh, I don't know if I really should continue with this. It's kind of, you know, gut wrenching, but you know, I just played it and was done with it and was like, I'm probably never going to play this again. It was fun. The ending, my ending was great for the story. But that one was really interesting. I'm still working on Immortals Fenyx Rising and dude, it's so great.
I just found out who my dad is and that's as close as I got.
I don't even think I'm that far.
Wait, no, wait, did I? Or did I see somebody stream that? That's a possibility. I watch a lot of streamers.
So I just got on. I'm just got to the part. I just did the Apple of Discord discourse.
I did. Oh boy.
Did you do that?
I don't even know anymore. Cause I've watched people play it.
It all blurs together.
I don't know where I am. No, wait. I got to a tree. I talked to a talking tree.
Yes. That's kind of where I was.
Okay. So, that's as far as I got.
Yeah. So I played a little bit of that and, And otherwise I've been playing, once again, Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm getting some good shots with that, which is actually a good transition into our topic. So I'm going to end it there. So I've been taking a lot of photos, thanks to a certain someone in this chat here who encouraged me when I posted in the First Geek 411 Discord.
Good job, Cameron.
Aw, you're welcome, man. it wasn't me.
No, it was the other. It was another Cameron. He just wants to take credit. That's what he does. No, but our topic for tonight is on gametography. Has been a topic. This has been something that I've been super interested in for quite a while. And Lim posted pictures it from a couple games. It may have been Immortal, actually, that I think you posted. And I said, man, those pictures look awesome. I wish I could do something like that. And you comment and you said, do it. So I was like, okay. Yeah. And I had my buddy LJ, Lim, you know, LJ Lowry.
LJ is amazing.
LJ is one of my best friends. And LJ really also encouraged me to do it. So that begs the question. That's our big question. What actually is gametography? I'm kind of giving some context clues about it, but can you tell us a little bit more about what exactly it is?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I am a photographer by trade. That's what I went to school for. So I do a lot of IRL photography. I work for an organization that does festivals and such. So I do a lot of concert and festival photography. And a few years back, I wanted to take my skills in photography and just do that in other worlds. I just don't travel, you know. I live in Wisconsin and I rarely get out of Wisconsin except for work, you know. So gametography is taking the skills that you would use as a photographer and using those inside a video game. So and there are some games that have photo modes that are specifically for that. And then there are other games that you kind of have to have photo mode hacks. So you have to have camera hacks to get that done.
Now, Lim, I did hear, because I did, me and LJ talked about it, I did hear that the Mass Effect remaster is not going to have a photo mode, and my heart was broken a little bit. So I'm like, I'm going to have to figure this thing out, because I'm going to need to do it.
If you get it on PC, I can almost assure you that I've got a guy or two that's going to be making some camera hacks for it.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. I get it's not me, because I do not have that skill. but I know people.
He knows a guy.
That's how I got my Mass Effect Andromeda photos. I have to jump back into that game, but I've got a camera hack for it.
As a person who's never even heard the word gametography until today, how did you get started with that? What was the inciting incident, as they say?
I like to make friends. there's one of those strength finder deals things. I'm a woo, so winning others over. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, or ENFP. And basically, strangers are friends I've just not met yet.
I like that.
And there used to be a show on the Rez to TV network. That's a video game podcast network. It used to be a show called Inside Infinity, which was part really focused on Disney Infinity. Mm-hmm. And I started watching it because I picked it up for me and my kids, and I wanted to learn more so I could teach my kids how to play the game and build and all that good stuff. Well, I started watching the show, and I found out they had a Twitter. I was like, oh, okay, they have a Twitter, so I'll follow the Twitter, and they'll probably give information out there. And then I found out they had an Instagram. I went on there, and I said, you guys have nothing on your Instagram. As a matter of fact, you have 3 followers. You also have 2 show hosts. So it's the show hosts and me. So I contacted them, and I said, guys, would you mind if I took over your Instagram? They didn't know me from Adam, you know, but I had been interacting with them for a little bit, and they're like, yeah, sure. So what I started to do was I started to take photos of my Disney Infinity figures and then post those on there. As the game progressed, you know, Disney Infinity 2.0, 3.0, there were more and more things that you could do with the characters inside the game. So I wanted to show that. What do the characters look like actually in the game, not just as a figure? So I had to figure out how to use that camera and how to crop it and get cropped out to get the right image. And then I started making videos of here's the effects, what effects look like, and here's what the different worlds look like. And so I started just taking photos that way. Then I thought, I really like playing Halo. I wonder if I could do anything like this with Halo. Halo's got a theater mode? Are you kidding me? let's go. And so I started taking photos in Halo. I want to say it was Halo 3. Mm-hmm. And that's it was between those two things. And I just found more and more things. And Forza Horizon, which I'm not a racing guy, but
dude,
God darn it. If I can take photos in Forza, if I can take photos, and I have a Pikachu car in Forza Horizon 3.
Dude, so I downloaded, I have the Forza Horizon 4 on Xbox Game Pass, and I took a photo. It was literally my first, that was the day after you said, hey, go for it. I said, okay, I'm picking up here. And Lim tells me, go do it. I said, okay, I guess I'll go do it. So I sit and I'm playing Forza, and LJ told me to download it. And so I'm like going through and I'm like, oh, this will be a cool shot. So I pulled my nice car up to the lake, and you know, I turned around and I got this like nice shot. Yes. I showed my wife, she goes, is that a real picture?
Yes. And that's, I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Which leads me to say, hey, Lim, I'm something of a gametographer myself.
Yes, absolutely. When somebody has to ask, as a matter of fact, there's a lady on TikTok, Lady Snipeshot. She's a friend of mine. And she just posted something today. Virtual photography is not real photography. And these are things that people have told her before. And she puts out all these photos mm-hmm. in this TikTok that half of them look like they are from a film camera, an SLR, a digital SLR.
Wow.
It's just absolutely crazy on some. And look, I am not, I'm going to go ahead and say this now. I am not proclaiming to be good at all. I'm very new to doing this. Like I said, with encouragement that you guys have given me. And I'm still very much learning on how to get better at shots. So it's been great. And, you know, I just thank you, Lim, for, you know, starting that, I guess, helping me start my journey on that. Cause it's, now, anytime a game releases, I'm like, if it doesn't have a photo mode, I'm not playing it. So, boom.
Yo, and they will hear us. Sony has heard us. And how many of their exclusives come with photo modes? I need Xbox to step up.
Come on, Microsoft.
Xbox, come on.
Give it to me. Just give me a photo mode. So tell me kind of, and I could tell you, like I said, being super, super new at this, like
right.
very, I'm a baby game photographer. One of my favorite shots that I've taken personally, and we'll go into a little bit more about Fortnite later because we got to talk Fortnite.
yeah, we do.
So one of my favorite shots in that game. So they just recently came out with a skin. It was a Terminator skin, and I have an emote where he's eating a piece of pizza, and Linda, I think you've seen that photo.
Yes.
One of my all time favorite photos, the Terminator, and there's that cheese just running down, and he's like doing this, and it was just a good shot. And I was like, oh, I gotta take this.
Yeah,
I gotta take it. It's amazing. So that was one of my favorites that that I've done. So what are some of your kind of like some of your favorite games that you've played that have had those kind of modes? And I know you know, you like a lot of Fortnite. I know that's like your big one for sure. But
Fortnite is my current Disney Infinity. I don't know if you guys did you guys ever play or see Disney Infinity?
I remember seeing the figures in yes. GameStop and stuff.
There are so many IPs in Disney Infinity. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at them right now. Let me count. Okay, when we say Star Wars, are we just saying Star Wars, or are we chopping Star Wars up into the generations? If I counted,
I say just get it all at once.
Okay, all right. So you've got Star Wars, you've got Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm just saying Star Wars includes all the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
New ones, Rebels, you've got Maleficent, Tron, Lone Ranger, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Spider-Man, Toy Story. So I can go on. There's more. There's a lot more. I'm looking over there. There's a ton of them. There's so many IPs that you could combine and put together and make some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's Fortnite right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So many IPs. So absolutely, Fortnite is one of my favorites. But I would say that the one that is probably nearest and dearest to my heart, and I haven't shot in it in forever, is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Beautiful game. Beautiful game.
Horizon Zero Dawn has been part of the foundation of the gametographers community.
Mm-hmm.
Without that game, we might not have existed as we are now as the gametographers. Not because it has a photo mode, that was the catalyst of it, but one of the Disney Infinity show fans, her name's Cindy, Disney Pix Chick, she invoked what we call bad gamer on demand.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the few people that had that right, where if you bought a game for me, I would have to play it. And mm-hmm. She said, oh, I'm going to get this for you. I'm invoking bad gamer on demand. I said, no, I'm going to pick it up myself. It's going to be a little bit before I pick it up, but I'll pick it up myself. And she said, no, you are playing this game immediately. It's not even out yet, but when it comes out, I'm buying it and you're playing it.
And you have no choice in the matter.
No choice. I'm invoking bad gamer on demand. I'm like, fine. I started playing it. We both fell in love with that game. We both started taking photos, and we loved doing it. And so we started the gametography show. on the Rest TV network. During that time, I got contacted by a man named Drew Taylor. He actually used to do the PR for Disney Infinity.
Oh, wow.
And and he fell in love with the game as well. He put together a gallery for PAX Australia in 2017. And he wanted to feature Horizon Zero Dawn gametography from around the world. And he got a hold of me because I have we have a mutual friend in Australia. So he contacted me and he contacted a bunch of other people, including Lady Snipeshot. Lady Snipeshot and I get an email, and we all get an email from Drew, hey, this is going on, blah, 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 talk, talk, talk. And I come back with some sort of just Lem phrase back in an email. just something kooky, weird, and just dorky. And then she emails me and says, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to talk to somebody about this. You're a dork like I am. And so we started talking about everything. And I said, after this releases, it'll probably be our eighth show for Gametography. I want to have you on so we can talk about it a little bit. And so she said, absolutely. So we went on, she came on eighth show. We are on show number 145 coming this weekend, I think. And she's still with us. She's been with us since episode 8. She's helped grow the community that we have fostered as the Gametographers.
There's a lot of communities out there, virtual photography communities, and they'll focus more in on promotion and, you know, retweeting people's images and then promoting, hey, this person does this or this person does that, and decided we wanted to be, we used to call ourselves the conservative hippie commune coffee shop.
That's a long name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how we described ourselves. It's like, just come on in. It's not about your work. It's not about how good your work is or how bad your work is or whatever you think about it. It's not even about your work. It's how can we support and love you?
I like that.
How, you know, and then we realized we're not even a coffee shop, because when you go into a coffee shop and somebody's sitting at your favorite table, you're like, man, move. I want to be at my table. Right. That's how a lot of people think about that. We realize we're a family hangout nook. And if you come in and I'm sitting in your spot at the table, I'm moving over and making room for you to sit with me at the table. And so we can hang out, and no matter what our differences are, we all love Gametography.
Yeah. No matter where you, and it's kind of just, it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, no matter what level you're at, either if you're a beginner like me or someone who had years of experience. I know and a lot of this is coming from just talking with LJ about it, because, you know, he really gives you guys a lot of compliments, and it really was like, man, that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
that's the kind of community that I'm interested to be a part of, because it sounds really encouraging. And especially for someone who's never done this kind of stuff before.
We have an amazing group of people, especially in the Discord. The Discord, oh my goodness. I have not done any kind of admin type stuff in the Discord for months, because I've got a couple of guys that are up to real good, and they are taking care of our neighborhood. That was a play on the Fresh Prince. Bel-Air. That failed miserably. Those guys, it's Godric Snow and Arkham Lover 14. Like, that's how cool our community is. As a matter of fact, we had, there was a time where there was one person that came into the community because of the culture that he was brought up in. He caused a lot of discord in our Discord. And there were so many people that said, hey, you need to kick him out. You need to kick him out. And I said, no, we're here for everybody.
Yeah.
Even the jerks. If we're here for everybody, if they want to leave, we are not stopping. But we are not going to make them uncomfortable and make them leave. And we're not kicking anybody out. We lost members of our crew because of that. I'm still friends with those people that left. And that person has grown because of it. Because we've, quote unquote, took him aside and talked to him and found some stuff out. And he's very talented in gametography. And I made a promise. I said, hey, you help me with my gametography and I help you with your people skills.
Yeah.
And he was like, awesome. Let's go. That's great. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That is awesome. So, yeah. Now, that Discord is pretty rad, man. I actually just joined it this past week. And I immediately broke like four rules. It was I joined it and posted like a crap ton of photos. And they're like, no, you're not supposed to do that many. I'm like, I didn't know. I was like, that's what I get. I join it. And then I caused it. You know, the person he was talking about was really me. joined it, immediately broke like four rules, but it's all right. It's all good.
No.
It was just nothing but grace and love. And it's actually a really good once again, I've only been in that group for like 5 days. And I posted a handful of photos, and it was like just the encouragement I got from some. And I'm like, I know my photos aren't like even the best because I'm just not there. I'm not to that level. I know realistically where I am, and I'm working to get better. But just throwing, and people are like, man, that's great. You know, I was like, well, yeah. I feel good about myself. I feel really encouraged. You know, and it's making me want to keep pursuing this and keep doing this kind of stuff. Cause it's, to me, it's fun. Like I'm just doing it for fun, man. I think it's just, it's fun to do.
Even in what we call the VP workshop, where you can let loose and critique people, because we found that we needed that spot. You know, there are some people that's what they do, that they, you know, some of the people in our Discord do it for a living and they just want people to get better at it. So they automatically try to critique. So that's why we had to make a spot for those people, because otherwise they didn't have anywhere to be.
Mm-hmm. But that's awesome, man. I really enjoy, I think that's amazing what you guys are doing. And, you know, thank you for kind of heading that up and starting that and really creating that community of, artists. I mean, that's what it is. It's art. And I think it's pretty great. And I'm still, like I said, I'm still working on getting better myself, but it's cool to just be in a very encouraging place.
Well, Lem, I guess, is there any advice you'd have to someone who wants to get into gametography?
Yes. It's super, I always like to say, this is probably the best advice, but the hardest thing you could ever do in gametography. Do it.
Just start.
Go in and take the most horrendous, horrible, bad composed image you possibly can, or go in and take an amazing photo. Just go and make some art. Whatever it is, find your voice in gametography. It has taken me forever to get to where I am as far as finding my voice and getting to the point where people see an image and they're like, that's a Lem image. I know it is. there's like, and when I got into that point, that was my fulfillment. That was great. People know it's my work. And then, of course, being who I am, you know, ADHD artist. Oh no, they know my work. Does that mean I've become stagnant? Does that mean that I have no originality? Oh no, what am I gonna do? And then Drew freaking Taylor. I love this guy. He, again, that's Drew Taylor from Australia. I love this guy. He hates it when I say it, but he's my mentor. He's a friend. Friend first, but he's also my mentor.
He is a friend-tor.
Yeah, he's a friend.
Coined. It's like a trademark.
Weren't they in Harry Potter?
The Dementors. They were flying around and stuff.
Yeah, they were. They're the enemies of the Dementors. They're the good Dementors.
They're the fermental.
They fill you with they fill you with good feelings and stuff.
Oh my goodness!
But he came up to me and said, Lem, do you have a favorite artist? Music artist, even. I was like, yeah. He says, do they have a genre that they're in? I'm like, yeah, man. He was like, and if you hear them on the radio, do you know it's them? Yeah. Do you ever get bored of their work? No. Oh.
I get it. Okay. I get it.
Okay. All right. Shut up, Drew.
Trying to teach me stuff.
It's so funny because I haven't, like, I play Fortnite on Sunday mornings with a friend of mine from the UK, a couple friends of mine from the UK, and I also build stuff on Mondays in Fortnite, and he'll be playing and he'll come in, I'll invite him in and start talking to him. Oh yeah, by the way, we're live on Twitch. He's like, every time. And he ends up teaching me something live on Twitch. Like, not just about game photography, but about myself. I'm like, this is my punishment. I have to learn about myself live on Twitch because I got you here.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of which, Lim, going on to this is definitely something I want to bring up on the show. I am love those photo booths, man. On Fortnite.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, tonight I might get on the photo booths because I saw that. Didn't you put? You just put. Was it a moon? Was it a moon base?
Space 16.
Yes. Yes, I got my Master Chief ready.
Oh, yo. Space 16 is going to be a constant upgrade project.
Mm-hmm.
What I had been doing was doing one full photo booth every week, and they started getting larger and larger. Last week was Softies Memorial Park. We could go in, and then if you were behind the benches, you set off these hologram stations where your character would show up in the holograms.
That's sweet. You see, I haven't played since that update. That sounds awesome. So just for the listeners that actually have no idea what we're talking about, and you're like, oh, I don't know about all that Fortnite stuff. What's all that Fortnite? So Fortnite has been really cool. And I know, you know, it's been like, man, that's stupid. That's lame. Fortnite is dumb. I personally think, you know, I felt that way for a long time too. I was like, man, Fortnite is dumb. Absolutely. And then I really sat down and, you know, one night me and my wife were just looking for something to play cross play because I had my Xbox and she had her Switch. And we said, you know, let's download this. Let's just do it. And so we started downloading. It was actually in the middle of the Marvel season, last season.
Oh, and that's what got me.
sunk its hooks into me, and they have my wallet and account information now. So
yeah, they do. For me, they're like, hey, Lem, we're just going to give you this skin and take it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We got something for you. We're going to get you something pretty.
Yeah. So the cool part about Fortnite is that they've been introducing all kind of skins from these different IPs, like tons of them. I mean, we had the Terminator, Predator. We've had Marvel characters, Star Wars characters. This past season, we have the Mandalorian. That's like one of the main bounty hunters. And then they have their own characters that they put in as well. But what a really cool part, and we're talking here about the photo booth specifically, is you can make these creative islands. Now, Lim was saying earlier, we kind of talked early in their show about how some games don't have a dedicated photo mode. They just don't. Right. Well, the cool thing in Fortnite is that you can do these replays. And once you replay, you can change the camera angle and stuff, and you can get different shots. Well, Lim made something incredibly awesome. He made this. Let me ask you this. How did you come up with this creative island? How did that idea kind of form where you were like, I want to make this this like photo booth area, you know, just to kind of add, I guess, a little bit more spice to your photos in Fortnite?
Well, what I found was that as I was taking photos, you know, in battles, I couldn't really control what I wanted. And I could be in a space like, oh, this would make a great spot for a photo. I'm going to stop here and do like three emotes. I'm doing my emotes and I get headshot. I'm like, I was working here. Why? And then, so I was like, okay, fine. How can I do this? And Drew and I at the same time were like, well, let's, there are these, there, you can build your own islands. Let's try to figure that out. So we would, I put down a plain island and we just started throwing buildings down and putting stuff out there. And like, oh yeah, this would be a good building. It could be a good building. And then I thought, well, you could also create, you know, whole scenes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what if we enclose the scenes and made them photo booths? And then I could go in here with my different characters and I could do this. And then I found this guy, the Bright Knight, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And like I said, strangers are only friends I haven't met yet. And I reached out to him and I said, your photos are amazing. Where did you take these? What boxes did you take these in? Or what maps did you take these in? He's like, oh, these are my own. I was like, I've got to have you on our show. I've got to have you on our mm-hmm. show. And he was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Actually, he said, it was more like, yeah, mate, that'd be great. Yeah, that's my British accent.
Spot on. And,
I'm native there. he took me through and I was like, and he just like in 5 minutes, he had me thinking about all these things you could do and how you did this and how you did that. And he was on the show for like an hour and a half. So like in 5 minutes, yeah. And so I said, hey, I would love to try to make some stuff that you're really giving ideas here. If I have questions, can I reach out to you? He was like, absolutely. So Cam and I, his name is Cam.
I like him already.
he and I have become friends and he's taught me a ton. I just had him on the other week because they built him and Lulu Fortnite built a new map and it's gorgeous. So I started building these maps and I got my first 10 out and I was just going to use them for myself. And I thought, that's not what we're about. The Gametographers are not about that. It's not just about us. It's how can we continue to help the community? Mm-hmm. And now I'm part of the Fortnite community. So I've got to help the Fortnite community now. Oh, man. Well, looks like I'm publishing this. And if it sucks, they're going to let me know. And I got comments from people that are like, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently met a young lady over. For some reason, I would say about 2/3 of my friends live in the UK. And Tiana, TCVP is what, that's TEECEEVP on mm-hmm. Instagram and Twitter. She reached out and said, how do I get to this map?
Mm-hmm.
And she started using it. It's like, this is exactly what I was looking for. You know, there are so many maps that are out there that are just big, giant maps, and you don't know where to go. There's so much to go to. When you have these, here's your scene. I'm looking for this scene. I can work in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get lost and feel like, okay, I'm going to have to do a whole, I'm going to have to record for 10 minutes to get everywhere and then only use 30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
In the smaller photo booths, you do your poses for 3 minutes and then you go back out and you've got a 3-minute segment that you can take images from.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet, man. I really, really enjoy, I think one of my favorite maps, I have a toss up between the graveyard with the zombies. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love that one. And I think I've taken the most photos, either the lava pit, which was pretty cool. The volcano.
I lava it.
Yeah. That one has been pretty cool. And also I did like your nod to, the Batman nod. In the, the scene with the car, the downtown.
Alley, yes.
Yes. That, I think that the downtown is one of my favorites, the alleyway. But if you can, you have done an amazing job with those, man. And kudos to you for that. I think it's a really awesome. It's really cool. If you do want to go check out, if you are a Fortnite player and you want to go check out that photo booth, I will have the photo booth code in the show notes. So definitely check that out. Lim, if you don't mind sending that to me, that way we can include we can include that in there. And also, if you want to support a creator, there that option is available as well. I have definitely that. Lim, if we want to support a creator, this is, I'm plugging it for you, man. I'm plugging it for you. I'm giving you this plug.
Yeah.
We want to support that, you know, that community. What do we need to go do?
Well, there's lots of ways you can do it, but if you're playing Fortnite, the first way you do it is that support a creator option. Or if you're using the Epic Store, bad-gamer-elite, just type that in there. And I think you have to do it every 14 days, or else it goes away. So go ahead and use that. You can also come visit us on Twitch. And then once you visit on Twitch, you can find all the ways you can help support us. But those are the two. So the Gametographers is awesome. On Twitch.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I think I had Cameron, did you have one last question?
Yeah, Lim, I wanted to, can you tell us a little bit about God, Game, and Geekery?
Oh, yes. God, Games, and Geekery. I work for an organization called Life Promotions, and we work toward instilling hope in the youth of the world. And we do that through many different ways. One way is the Dignity Revolution program, where we educate teachers and students over anti-bullying and just finding the dignity in every individual and how to respect everyone. We also have Quake, which are weekend youth retreats. We're actually doing a virtual one this year. Which is pretty cool. I get to host the virtual one, and
that's pretty cool.
I'm getting to do a workshop called God, Games, and Geekery. God, Games, and Geekery 2.0, because it started last year with a workshop. And then Life Fest, which is coming to it's going to be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and just want to say it, Bon Aqua, Tennessee,
which is only like. I'm pretty sure that's like 45 minutes away from where I live. So
I gotta be Caleb.
We're for sure making that happen.
But God, Games, and Geekery is also a podcast and a Twitch channel. I like to call it the crossroads of our passions and our faith. Mm-hmm. And it's a good geeky godly time. It's the podcast, which is now monthly. It was weekly. There's 43 episodes out right now that are anywhere between 3 and 6 minutes long. So you could catch up super quick. But starting the end of this month, we'll be doing 20-minute podcasts.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Which is still pretty short, but once a month.
Yeah. You got to make up so the 6 minutes and you just combining that 6 minutes throughout the month into one.
Yes, yes.
Make it a little bit longer, but
we're hoping to do interviews and such like that, and, you know, and just have a good time with it.
That's awesome. Now, I think one of my favorite little, since those are like kind of the devotionals that you did, I loved the X-Men little series you did, man. That was cool.
X-Men series.
That was awesome. I just love how you related a lot of that to, you know, scripture and stuff. And that was, it was really cool to get to see that. It's a podcast.
With that one, with the X-Men, they're like, oh, I see what you did. It was X-Men 10-week podcast series. I was like, yeah, that's what it was.
Sure.
Oh, and you're ending with Wolverine, Weapon X. That's so smart, Lim. Yeah, it is.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Exactly. I love doing it. It gives me the opportunity to, you know, have these discussions, you know, because we do a Twitch stream every week on Thursdays right now, 4 p.m. Central. God, Games, and Geekery on Twitch. So you have to spell out the "and." We play different games every week. and yesterday we played Minecraft. And Minecraft is when we play Minecraft, we get into some deep conversations because Minecraft is a chill game.
Yes, it is. Very much so. And then you get like that music that's like, and you're just like, all right. Yeah, if you haven't listened to it yet, go check out God's Game and Geekery. That's another plug for you. That's a free one. That's a free plug right there, Lim.
Thank you. So, oh, man, we got two free plugs.
You got two free ones. Awesome. You get one more. but yeah, go check out that podcast. It's pretty amazing for so far what he has, like little short ones. And then like he was saying, after this month, a little bit longer, but that's still not like you're not sitting here for an hour. You know, it's just a great if you don't have a ton of time, just, hey, pop it on and listen because you got some great, very good, wholesome content. So it's really, if someone who actually listens to it, it's really good. But yeah, we have one quick segment. I know we are probably way past time right now, and I probably should cut this segment out, but I really don't want to. But we are moving on to our pick of the week segment. As you guys know, on last season, we did our pick of the week quite often. And this season, we're not doing it as much. However, I wanted to keep the segment because I thought it was super, super fun to do. So just a reminder, your pick of the week could be about literally anything during the week that's set out to you. And I'm going to go ahead and start with our guest. Lim, what is your pick of the week this week?
Pick of the week, social media app of the week, TikTok. Go do the thing. Seriously, if after 3 days you have not found your community on TikTok, you're doing it wrong. Absolutely. And just come out, hang out. Do it. I mean, there's a TikTok for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do dances. I mean, you know, Caleb's amazing at it. I haven't seen Cam yet, but the way he moves around the room, I'm sure he's got his moves. So let's do the thing. There's a trend for you mountain nerds out there. It's the Avengers Dance Challenge.
What? All right.
Just saying.
He's doing it.
I'm just throwing it out there. I've seen it. I have not done it. I'm not doing it. But and that's not what my page is about. But I enjoy seeing people do this thing. And they are building on it. That's like these so two awesome. Dudes started it. These two dudes started it. And then a couple of ladies came in and they were like, yo, where's all the ladies' dances? So they made up a ladies' version of the Avengers dance series. And then, I'm gonna let you see the third version of it. The third version I'm not even gonna talk about.
I'm gonna have to do this now. This sounds awesome. All right, Cameron.
Do the ticks, do the talks.
Do it all, man. Cameron, what you got for us this week?
Well, I guess going from one app to another, I'm looking into the Overdrive app. A lot of people are saying it's an interesting or more cost effective alternative to Audible, and apparently it can get you hooked up with your local library and you can get audiobooks just like that. I put a hold on a book that I've been interested for a while, so I'm hoping I can finally, because it's so much easier. I briefly did Audible and I'm like, it's so much easier when I can play it off my phone and not just the CD player in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully in 2 weeks I'll be able to start listening to the book One of Us is Lying.
Ooh, interesting. Isn't
that just an intriguing title?
Yeah. So what's it called?
Overdrive, but it's telling me to reroute to another app, but I think that's just a local thing, something Libby. But, I mean, it'll tell you once.
Yeah, Libby is usually, I think, the library app.
Okay.
I have it because I borrow comic books from the library all the time.
I did not know you could do that.
Yep. I have a Kindle and I have Comixology and Libby, and it's awesome. I get all my comic books. I have Comixology Unlimited, which is pretty sweet. I just started getting into comic books. So it's been a ride. Oh my gosh.
What?
I see this right here. I'm getting excited. I have this.
Six of these. For those of you who can't see, I have giant bins of comic books. I've been a comic collector since the early mid 80s, mid 90s for sure. And I used to have what would fit into 12 of these, and then I gave half of my comics away.
Wow. Wow. My pick of the week for this week is a comic. I actually have a couple, so I'm kind of cheating, but you know what? It's my show, so I can do whatever I want. My pick of the week this week is two comics. The first one is House of M. From what I understand, a lot of it is tied, or it has similarities to the show WandaVision, which I'm also currently watching right now. But House of M is like a really good story. That one's great. And the other one that I picked up that I just fell in love with is a John Wick comic. It's a short run. But I love the John Wick movies, and I saw it and I was like, I have to read this. So, I sat there and read all five volumes, and it's a really good, it's very adult, so I don't recommend it to kids, just like I wouldn't. But if you are a fan of the movies, go check out the John Wick, the comics. That is going to wrap up our show. Lim, man, thank you so much once again. I told you I was going to thank you like a whole bunch of times because that's what I do. But thank you so much for coming on this episode. I don't think I've laughed as much in an episode as I did this one. So
thank you. That's a huge compliment, because I actually have a degree in comedy that I never use, and it sounds like it's a joke, but seriously, I do. I've got it. It's right over there.
That is awesome.
I graduated from Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College.
What? That is legit. That's good. Okay. Next time. Next podcast, a sequel podcast that we're going to do this one. Well, Lim, tell us, where can our listeners, I know we kind of, you mentioned a couple different ways, but where can our listeners follow you at?
The major ones are going to be Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. So Twitter is Bad Gamer Elite for my personal. And then God Games Geekery on Twitter and Instagram, and Bad Gamer Elite also on Instagram. And on Twitch, it's going to be The Gametographers. So, but if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you'll find me. You'll be able to find out where Twitch is.
I mean, you could find
TikTok.
And TikTok. Yeah, you've been talking about it. That was your pick of the week. You got to mention it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, you can find us on our various social medias on Twitter at Nerds Mountain, on Instagram at Mountain Nerds Pod, and on Facebook at Mountain Nerds Podcast. You can also catch us streaming on Twitch, and we are super, super close. I don't know if we'll hit it by the time this podcast actually comes out, but we are super close to affiliate status. And so please give us a follow if you haven't already. It's twitch.tv/mountainnerdspod. We also have our sweet Discord group called the Mountain Lodge. If you want to join in on that, you can click on, I actually included a link in the show notes that it never expires. So go check us out, or you can always send me a message. But thank you guys for listening. This was a super fun episode. I hope you guys learned a little bit of something today. I hope you guys got to learn about gametography and you're interested in it. You know, it's always my hope that you get something out of this podcast. And I definitely always get something. Anytime I talk to Lim through social media or whatever, I always learn something. So Lim, thanks again, man. And as always, my friends, stay safe and stay nerdy.
And stay sane.